Joining us now in our studios is Dundas City Administrator Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. You look all bright and happy. The sun is shining. It's a good day in Dundas.
The sun is shining. It's a good day in Dundas.
And it's a good day here as well. Let's talk about the Dundas City Council met last night. You had not all hands on deck last night, as sometimes that does
right?
happen, yeah. But you had, did you take, three members were there?
Right. So we did have a quorum to mm-hmm. conduct a meeting, but, you know, life happens and a couple members weren't able to be there, so which was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a pretty light agenda in that respect. They renewed all their annual liquor licenses, you know, something we do every year. You know, they go through the background investigation and application process, and everybody got approved for another year.
You've got it easy in Dundas.
Uh-huh. And I like it that way.
Well, that's good. Everyone got approved. What else did you talk about last night?
We talked about a fence installation up on 115th Street and Highland Parkway, mm-hmm. which is up in Bridgewater Heights. Highland Parkway kind of terminates at 115th Street, and there's supposed to be an emergency access at that intersection.
Mm-hmm.
But there are posts buried into the ground right now that prohibit any access.
Okay.
But there are still people who drive around those signs. They go up on the sidewalk trail, go around. Some have gone through the posts and bent the posts. And it's just, yeah.
Sounds like a lawless area up
it
there.
It is.
In
crazy. And, you know, we have properties developed, residential properties along that area up there that have accessed their backyards via 115th Street, which is frowned upon. And so to curb all of that, we've talked about installing some kind of fence. And of course, we want emergency vehicles to be able to get through that mm-hmm. intersection of Highland Parkway and 115th Street. So we have talked about a gate at that intersection.
Mm-hmm.
As you can well imagine, a fence of that magnitude is expensive, and we have a quote for about $30,000. And so the three members that were at the meeting last night decided to table it until all of the council members were back mm-hmm. and they could discuss it as a group.
Boy, $30,000. I wonder what it was last year.
Right.
Probably a lot less.
Yeah, probably about half is what I'm hearing. But
oh, boy. Wow. Man.
Right.
Once again, Janelle Teppin is with us. Anything else from last night's meeting?
That was about it from last night's meeting.
How'd everything go with the cleanup day in the spring and everything? Is everything on schedule?
As
we head into the summertime?
It is. Everything is on schedule. The contractor continues to work on the improvements at Memorial Park.
Mm-hmm.
Those are supposed to be completed by the end of the month. And that is, as you might recall, repaving that trail that was gravel, kind of milling and overlaying the asphalt sections of that, the entrance into Memorial Park that goes down and kind of does a circle down at the end by the porta potty,
mm-hmm.
Down by the pavilion and playground, and kind of pave that, repave sections of the trail, make it, you know, smoother, better, just improve that trail mm-hmm. down there.
All right. Once again, Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator, with us. Is that going to do it?
I think that's going to do
you
it,
sure?
Jeff.
You sure? Nothing else going on? You're not hiding anything.
Oh, yeah, lots of stuff going on. You know, it's budget time and all of that stuff, so.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we're going to be talking about that for about 7 months. Janelle, thank you so much for coming in. Much
Thanks,
appreciated.
Jeff.
And
see you
talk
in a couple
to you
weeks.
In a couple weeks. Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080. We are streaming online, kymnradio.net.